What's up, guys? It's Turtle here with the band Exit Module. I'm here laid down in a secret bunker somewhere. Can't really tell you where, because like every band, they all have to have their like sanctuary, and they've invited me into their sanctuary. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We're here talking about your album or EP. It's so weird. Like, a lot of bands, once they start recording, they always do EPs. You guys have an EP out right now called Synthesis. I just like saying this. Is that weird?
Not at all.
What made you guys just want to, Oh, and by the way, we heard the track In Her Head. You got a little appetiz. I'm not going to play the whole thing because you know, later on the program will tell you how to get in contact with the band so you can actually go out and purchase your own copy of Synthesis. Why an EP or an extended play, as they refer to it in the music business, instead of like a full album first?
Well, to start off, we are an unsigned band. So a lot of this comes pretty much from us. We're, we're regular people. We got our regular jobs. So doing this on the side, we got to make sure we fund ourselves and take this project as serious as possible. So
we're actually pretty blessed. We've been selling a lot of albums lately, or EPs, a lot of merchandise, and it's kind of paying for itself, you know, with the shows and stuff, everybody showing up. Thank you, by the way, to everybody supporting at our shows. It's pretty awesome. The music is pretty much paying for itself right now. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting to, not have to kind of worry about that. Like I said, it is paying for itself. So.
And that's why we did the EP.
I'm always talking with bands, and they always have this dream about being signed. I'm really curious about this whole concept, because, I mean, the whole thing is completely like not like that anymore.
Very true.
A lot of bands,
it's a lot harder. There's a lot more competition out these days.
Yeah, but you know what? I enjoy that competition, because that's only going to make you better.
I agree.
We need that.
I feel like I've gotten a lot better because of circumstances. It is up to us to book our own shows. So it's up to us to find our managers, our booking agents. Eventually, that is going to be a part of the process. But I think we've been doing pretty good without a label so far. So I can only imagine once we have a label, because, like I said, the music is paying it for itself, but there's still a lot more that we need help with, as far as like maybe a certain tour. I would say like professional recording, but the people we go to, MHQ Studios right here in Doherty, they actually did a really good job. The quality is really amazing, yeah. Really good price. Like they have our backs, so... like I said, yeah, we're doing pretty good without a label, but I can only imagine how much better we'd be with one.
Now, the crazy thing is, you were telling me about booking your own shows. I noticed that you've been doing some shows like an 80s party flashback stuff.
Yeah.
Why is that? Do you feel that like you are using so much synth that you are kind of vibing out to that kind of like genre, that era?
Yeah, it feels like we connect very much with the 80s. Like, we have like a modern new wave approach, should I say.
We're very influenced by new wave, dark wave, synth pop stuff too. So, I mean, it only makes sense that we're kind of in that category. And the fact that we have our fans saying that as well just kind of confirms it. So it's kind of easier to book those type of shows.
Yeah, it's like the new wave era, how there was just so much synth. But if you... do it nowadays, the way technology has changed up, there's new sound effects, so it totally gives this 80s formula still, but with modern electro effects. So people being influenced with EDM music, hearing EDM effects into our music, just gives us a total boost in sound.
It's a bit of a twist.
Mm-hmm. When you're like scoping out a song, are you like, this may need some EDM, or does it just come natural?
It just...
Well, you know what? As far as the effects goes, it has a lot to do with me and Frank. But, it's... from what I've seen with Frank, he gets pretty inspired just off of his keyboard. There's so many effects in that thing. They call it the Triton for a reason, right? Yeah. But that keyboard is amazing. And seeing Frank just, doing his thing with it, like, it's just like... certain effects influence our music. So like, dude, like we'll write a song off of just one little like loop or something.
It gets it gets contagious real quick.
Yeah, like we'll feel it, and like it's Frank just messing around, and then we'll add melodies to it. Next thing you know, my brother has vocals and
structure.
Next thing you know, you have one of a kind.
Yep, pretty much.
I want to talk to you about the name Exit Module. I was thinking about this, you know, as I was, you know, scoping out you guys and, you know, courting you to do this. And I was like, okay, you know, it has to mean, and this is just my own theory, you know, it all goes back to the soul. You know, it's like we're exiting our bodies, you know. I feel that our body is a module for our soul, obviously. Am I right on that, or am I smoking more dope? Or
that's not a wrong answer at all.
I mean, that's just what I believe. Like, I, you know,
it's almost like your perception of it, and that's definitely a good answer. I mean, you know, the way you look at that, like,
good take.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I totally agree with that. But
like,
you're like, but you're wrong.
Oh no,
really is about. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess if you were exiting out of your module, I guess you'd be.
In many ways, like you're that. Right.
Into another dimension or something.
At first, when I came up with the name, I was thinking like something where that helps you escape. And I was influenced a little bit with Star Wars when C-3PO and R2-D2 are leaving the big spaceship when Vader comes over and he takes Leia. Yeah. And when they said, come on, let's go. And they take off in a little pod, takes away. And I thought, man, how awesome would it be just to, when you're in place and you just don't want to be there and you say, I want to get out of here. I need an escape. So I thought, man, that'd be cool to just, you know, transfer over. Boom, you're somewhere else. And the more hearing that, when really thinking about it, it's pretty much anything that helps you get out of the box. It could be music. It could be just
working out.
Whatever drives you, whatever art. Whatever your passions are, just like, you know what, I'm sick of this. Let me go back to my happy place.
Podcasts.
That's your exit. There's your exit module. What helps you get out of everyday life that just keeps the world going. So this is like your time. This is my time. That's a bit of little exit module. All
right.
This is definitely our exit module right here.
Featuring Turtle. Now, I was talking with your drummer earlier, and we were talking, okay, like by now everybody knows, you know, that Prince has passed away, and we were talking about legends, you know, and icons. I'm very curious. We were having this really cool conversation, by the way. You guys weren't around. It was just me and her. It was great. I was like, hey, do you want to go back to my car and talk real quick? She's like, sure.
Wait, what? Are we still talking about me?
Yeah. And we were talking about, you know, when one icon passes, and that leaves room for another icon to appear. I'm very curious on who you guys believe are kind of like the future icons. You know, that I mean, it has to happen. You know, someone has to leave to make room for somebody else. So I was just curious on, like, who you think would be probably, like, a future icon.
They would be leaving this earth?
Not necessarily. Exiting the module? I don't know. You know, because here's the thing. This show is going to be on... pretty much like right now, somebody's tuning in 10 years later and watching this, you know.
That was a trip.
That'd be pretty cool.
No, well, I mean, it's already happening.
It's already happening.
Hello, future
news. Yeah, 10 years from now. Unless YouTube like blows up, I don't know, you know, blows up or something like that. But, you know, so I would just like to see who you think or who you would like to be an icon.
It's a little hard to say because... To be an icon is something that's got to be earned. And Prince was one of those guys that was iconic because of all that he's done, all his wisdom, all the music, 25, 27 instruments. Mm-hmm. I heard he used to play. He's made other people famous. this guy right now, there's no compare, there's not too much of a comparison to him for what he's done.
His stage presence is amazing.
Besides, like, when you see people like David Bowie, another icon that left, Michael Jackson, those are people that really help change pop culture and really expand people's mind in music. So,
Stone Temple Pilots,
Scott Weiland,
Scott Weiland, Stone Temple Pilots, yes, and it's a little hard to determine. I mean, we have favorites, people, bands we like.
Well, who would you like to see? I mean, names.
Icon in my eyes. That, like, okay, big influences for me would be like Depeche Mode, of course.
Ah, Dave Icon, Grimman. Bam.
You know, yes. Morrissey.
Bam. Icon.
Johnny Marr, of course. Marr. Can't forget Johnny Marr. I love that guy.
Definitely.
Else, Robert Smith, The Cure.
Oh, dude, beyond icon. I mean, yeah, MTV even did a whole like Cure icon thing.
By the way, Tony and I are gonna go see The Cure next month for my birthday. So,
one of the field trips.
I'll be there too.
You know, and just to give myself a plug, real quick, one of the coolest experiences that I ever got to do was I got to interview Pearl Thompson, you know, from The Cure.
And that's awesome.
Dude, that was crazy. Like, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm in the midst of you, Cure Mojo. You know what I mean? It was really cool. That presence, you know, that star quality. Do you guys feel that you have that star quality, or you're still earning that?
I'm working on it, I guess.
I think we're trying to earn it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely trying our best.
And it pretty much starts off with the music. And once you start hearing people's compliments about you, saying, oh, you remind me of this song band and this band, or this song reminds me of this other band and this other band. Like, we're not just being compared to one band. We hear people always saying a combination of artists with each one of our songs. And that's a really good compliment.
They hear our influences in our music, that's for sure.
Yeah. I guess one of my favorite icons is like Pink Floyd as bands, right. And okay. Maybe yeah. M83. I love them guys a lot too. Yeah,
cool. So I love She Wants Revenge. Very big influences.
Joy Division,
yes. Interpol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Big Garbage fan right here.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Now, I know you guys have a song that you're going to perform, very exclusive, very stripped back, and only for the people that are watching. Right now, do you guys usually do something like this?
This has never been done before. This is the first time. My brother Paolo and Frank
have done. You guys are brothers and sisters?
Yeah, it's my brother.
What?
Yeah, we're 12 years apart.
Okay.
Our birthdays are next month, by the way.
Happy birthday! It already happened, by the way. People, this comes out. Yeah. It was a great party. Whoa!
It was so lit. No, yeah, but yeah, brother and sister,
soul sister.
Yeah, well, we're all family in this band. I do feel like really close to Frank and Tony. They really do feel like family.
Yeah, so. Definitely. This Exit Module Squad here is number one.
Yeah, me and Liz are like practically brother and sister almost.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. So before you guys perform Chasing the Moon, a very exclusive stripped back version exclusively for you guys, I want to ask you a question just kind of about, you know, what you surround yourself with. I see posters everywhere in here. Why would you do that? You know, why would you put Morrissey, Depeche Mode, you know, even I see Marilyn Monroe, even Sopranos, by the way. I just finished that season. That was great. You know, do you do that to remind yourself of something or to, you know, get inspiration?
There's a lot of reasons.
Well, I first had my posters in here. Shania Twain, but these guys took it down.
Yeah. What's wrong with Shania Twain?
There's nothing wrong with her, man. She's freaking awesome.
Sometimes a girl just wants to have a little fun. Sorry.
A little crazy. They straight out took her down.
Yeah. Why? We wanted to put her like closer to him, you know?
Okay.
Because it was his poster. I mean,
on the floor.
There. You can still hang it up.
See, you got that. You're going to hang it up.
And yeah, he should. Because, sure. I mean, if I can have Lady Gaga right there, which I love. You know, not everybody in this band is a big fan, but I am.
So, I love Rihanna, so, you know, it's all good.
She's cool.
Yeah, good for you, Frankie.
So, do you have a band poster in here?
I have a couple. I mean, like, it's funny because there's a U2 poster in the room, and it wasn't my poster. Like, Paula brought it, but they're actually one of my favorite bands. So I was like, yeah, like, I put it up. Like, that's perfect. I mean, I personally look at all these posters and just think inspiration. You know, like, all exactly. These bands that we look up to, all these bands that, like, influence us in different ways, in different genres, in different ways, and, like, I don't know. I look at it as inspiration. So to see some of my favorite bands up here every time I come here, it's like, I love this spot. This is the best place for us to practice. This is the best place.
It feels like they're with us.
Yeah, exactly.
We got air conditioning.
Do you really? Okay. Like, yeah. You open the door, bam, air conditioning.
We just got a fridge recently too. So
moving on up.
Very cool. If people want to get a hold of you or book you for a show, is there like an email or something like that?
If you want to hire us for a show, you want to talk business, you can message us at officialexitmodule@gmail.com. That is our email. One of us will respond, and, you know, we'll go from there. If you want to come support our music, you know, check out, like, little clips of us, pictures. You know, we do have a great photographer, Shauna. She does a great job. Most of our pictures are from her. It's on our Instagram, Facebook, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, if you want to just, you know, book shows, anything like that, it'd be that email. So, once again, it's officialexitmodule@gmail.com.
And, again, if you want to go out and get their EP, Synthesis, you know, catch them at a show or just email, and I'm sure you guys will send it out to them. Real quick, why the name Synthesis? Is it because you knew you were going to have me on and I was going to say Synthesis?
Well, yeah,
exactly why we predicted all of this, and
fantastic.
I got my cards read, and it suggested we go with that.
No, it's just pretty much a good word for growth, and, you know, just getting it started.
Synthesis, I believe it means a collaboration of different things. It could be sounds, or, you know, just colors, but we went for the sounds, of course.
Okay, so right now we are going to hear a very exclusive version of Chasing the Moon off of their Synthesis EP. Thank you. Oh man, that was great. We just heard the song "Chasing the Moon." That was a very, you know, how can I say this? Cut back version that you guys did with us. Thank you so much for that. I was really able to really capture the mood of that song. Do you guys ever play that song like that, or is it usually like a full band?
Usually it's a full band song, but we have Mr. Frank Tinoco, who's always messing around with sounds. Where sometimes when we're practicing, we'll say, hey, let's try it and see how it sounds. And sometimes we hear some nice acoustic versions like this one. And yeah, it totally has like a different feel to it, which we also enjoy. So
we also want to do something a little different, since we always usually play it as a full band, you know, Tony on drums, me on guitar. Frank Tinoco did an excellent job playing my lead guitar with his rhythm keyboard part. So, you know, give it up to these guys real quick. But yeah, we just wanted to give something different for the podcast, you know. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but we also have a music video premiere coming up.
I had no idea. And for what song?
That which song exactly.
What? That's crazy.
Yes, sir.
We thought it'd be appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. This is breaking news, guys. Holy cow. tell me about this. Have you guys ever done a video before?
No, this is actually our first one.
Yeah, it's our first one. Not professionally, but this is professional. So, yeah. There's YouTube, you know, phone recordings, but this is the first time where we actually invested into it. So, yeah, it's a pretty good investment, I believe.
The craziest thing about like shooting a music video is, you know, a camera is there. Like the thing with like phone recordings is like you're so in the moment and people's phones just happen to come up. You're not really thinking about that. Take me through actually plotting out this like scenario of Chasing the Moon.
Well, pretty much it starts with a little bit of storyboard thinking, just hearing the song, laying out what frames would sound interesting in hearing. And once we pitch and we get that idea, we pitch it to our director. And our director, her name is Victoria. She helps put all the shots together. She hired a crew. They were very professional. It was very awesome experience to work with them, to see how they have their slides, their gadgets, their lighting. Everybody was working so well with us. We were amazed to be working with people that professional. We felt really good.
I felt right.
That's right.
Now, you guys are video premiering this very soon. Why a video premiere? I mean, you guys can just put it on the interweb and then, boom, a gajillion views.
Well, first off, it's our first music video. Okay. So we wanted to make it a big thing. Also, at the last performance, you were there. It was the Beetlejuice versus Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
Unfortunately, there was a couple
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. And our set got pushed back a little further back with daylight savings. You know, it was all kinds of things. We got to play the intro to our set list. And unfortunately, we had to cut the set short just because it was after 2 a.m. already.
Well, Pasadena is very particular, you know what I mean, about their time. So,
I mean, we had a lot of people there. So, we had a lot of people wanting to see us in the crowd, and everybody was just super excited to see us. Yeah. We were excited to play. And, you know, it was a little disappointing that we didn't get to do our set. So, you know, by popular demand, you know, we decided to do this event again, along with Fabian, Dr. Graves, and Isabel. The beauty exorcist. You know, they did a great job promoting, and you know, you remember there's a 3-hour wait.
So. And by the way, thank you to you guys, because to you guys, I got to cut in front of the line. You know,
it's and the press pass.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Pass. When you're media, you get these kind of like cool, like you know, life hacks, you know, so to speak.
Cheat codes.
Exactly.
Back X squared.
So you're premiering Chasing the Moon there. Why that song? You know, like you have, which by the way, and I know I've already said this right now, we have Synthesis out right now. You can get it globally, locally.
iTunes, Amazon, MP3, right. Spotify.
And you have 6 songs on there. Why Chasing the Moon?
Why not? That song's beautiful. I love that. I think all of us love that song. I mean, not that we don't love the other songs, but I think it's a great song. I think it was a great pick.
Yeah, I really enjoy the song. I actually enjoy a lot of our songs on this album, EP. But the reason why I think we really decided to go with it is just because it was by popular demand. Everybody seemed to really like that song as our single. So, you know, if that's what the crowd wants, that's what they
and
get.
And another thing, I think that's our only song where we all actually added things onto it layer by layer. You're going to play this, you're going to play that, you know. Everybody was just free to play whatever they wanted, and it came out so good.
Okay. Chasing the Moon, it was real weird. Earlier me and Frank, we were outside, discussing, the galaxy.
My favorite.
Right? I have a theory about the moon, and I'm interested in why you guys picked the moon. Now, here's the thing. The moon actually... creates the currents in the water, and as humans we're made up of 80-90% water. So I really feel that the moon really does affect us because we're really made of water. Whenever it pulls back, I'm looking at the moon. I'm not trying to say I'm like this crazy hippie. Maybe I am. I don't know.
Not alone.
Thank you. But I really feel that it does have something, to say about, us and our souls. Is that what you guys are trying to say through this, or am I just making this completely up? Am I high on drugs? I don't know.
Can it be all of the above?
I could be. I don't know.
Well, I ended up usually write a lot of lyrics for our songs, in particular this one. It was inspired one night by me and my girlfriend driving, leaving away from somewhere, just being on the freeway, and just hearing every single song on the playlist was just right. One after another.
Was it a random playlist?
Yeah,
oh, I love that. Yeah.
We were hearing like an 80s playlist where just every song felt so good. And we saw our stop, and my girlfriend's like, just can you keep driving? I'm like, yeah, you got it. So we just kept driving, hearing more and more beautiful songs. And as we were turning on the 605 going north, that's when you could see a full moon. And my girlfriend just loves the moon. And she just said, wow, it looks like we're just chasing the moon. And I'm like,
you're
yeah.
like, hold on, instant hit. Yeah, going on the extended EP, you know what I mean?
And from there, we just kept driving and seeing the moon. Just it felt like it was a companion for the night. And, being a full moon and all, it was just real beautiful.
The vibes were beautiful.
The vibes were nice. It almost felt a little spiritual. Hearing like song after song that we both love. So it's... What a night,
So to answer your question, it was all of the above.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. It is real weird, though.
And the galaxy.
You're never alone because the moon is always there. This one time, one of my friends, she commissioned me to go shoot some photos down at the beach. And I saw something that I never really noticed. And this was about 6-7 in the morning. I'm down in Huntington Beach. Beautiful, beautiful morning. When you were standing on the beach, you could smell that like crisp ocean air. The fog is just dissipating. And I look up and, how many people really look up, during the day? And there I saw it. I saw the moon in daylight. And I was just like, fuck, I always forget that the moon is always there. You know what I mean? Like, we only pay attention to it at night because it's kind of in its full glare. But I was just like, holy shit, the moon in like the full day. I don't know. I just had to show that. How's that weird?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Sometimes it's funny.
Those words are beautiful.
We could just see the moon like with blue skies. I'm like, hey, look, it's coming around. It'll be full bloom later.
So here's the thing. If people want to stalk you, go to your shows, how do they do that? Are you on some sort of email blast thing or like telephone rotary? How does it happen?
I usually use a lot of social media.
What's that? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
For you cavemen out there. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm always promoting. Well, we're always...
We're all pretty avid.
Yeah, so I try to get in touch with our fan base. We do get complimented a lot as far as, you know, our songs and our stage performance. So, I mean, I really appreciate that. Honestly, comments like that really make my day. Okay. So when I have people reaching out to me, I do my best to reach out back and just tell them thank you for the good vibes, thank you for the support, like, especially because we're unsigned at the moment. And, you know, we are a local band, and this is a time where we need our fans the most. And, you know, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, forget the little people. You
know, I am. Like, guys, I'm out of here. I made my cash.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm 5'1". I'm one of I'm in that crowd. Right. So, yeah, I mean, like, they remind us the reason why we're doing this. And, you know, I just want to let them know that I appreciate everything that they do for us, you know, showing up to shows, buying our merchandise, buying CDs, supporting it, everything they do, like, it's an amazing feeling. Makes everything worthwhile.
Very humbled and very thankful.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you,
everybody. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. And on that note, we will leave you now. During this entire webisode, you know, we got to hear a live song, but get this, we're going to hear a little snippet, a little, what I like to call appetiz, of a song. Now, what song should we go out with? I'll let you guys pick.
Is this where the Jeopardy music comes on?
Yes, right now. Due to legality reasons, we cannot play that song. But I can, like, do my own, like, Jeopardy. Like, that's way better.
I got you.
No. I'm like, keep on going. That was way better.
I don't know. I'm thinking One of a Kind.
One of a Kind.
I'm down for One of a Kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
The song's about you guys.
Is it? And here's a great thing. If you go out and get Synthesis, I just like saying that, by the way, Synthesis.
Say it again.
Synthesis by Exit Module. You go to one of their shows, guess what? You too can get it autographed. I got mine autographed, as you could tell. That was a fun experience. Tell me real quick before we leave with that song, about autographing stuff. Is that weird? Like when you autograph something, are you like what? Like, why do you want my autograph?
It's pretty cool. Like, I feel like it's a lot of support, you know, like,
it's a real good feeling. I mean, that's pretty much our baby. That's our art, and people take it with them. And my sister shows me, like, look, people tagged us, and then she'll show me a video of somebody driving somewhere playing one of our songs.
Oh, I know who that is.
I'm starting my day off.
That's Fernando. He's in New York. Thank you to him and his family. They're big supporters, by the way.
In La Nueva York.
Yes.
Hate my signature. We'll be there soon. I didn't want to sign it because I got the ugliest signature ever, I swear.
You know what?
My like a three-year-old.
I don't know.
My signature has evolved to just a line.
Mine has evolved to a circle. I kind of like my signature now, but it's...
I'm a squiggle.
You're a squiggle.
Bam.
So go out, get your signatures and all that. You could see actually who they are by their handwriting. Yeah, so go out and thank you guys so much for doing this, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Can I say thank yous before we leave? Like to Fabian?
I think I already said hello to Fabian, Isabel, Zombie Cat, Cat Chaos, Pearl Morrison, my hair and makeup stylist from Salon 531.
She does a great job, by the way. You all look beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a card too.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see me without her help.
Maybe I would. I don't know. I'd be like,
I will be there at HorrorCon again.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, especially big thank you.
I know, I'm awesome. Okay. Guys, we'll catch you, and I'll see you guys later. We're out of here. Fixated, going out of my mind.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.